From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elisa Blyle. A Missouri judge has thrown out a state ethics case against a man who describes himself as a citizen lobbyist because the complaint was filed by a group instead of a natural person. Last September, the Missouri Ethics Commission fined Ron Calzone $1,000 and ordered him to stop trying to influence potential state legislation until he registers and files expenditure reports. Calzone, a director of Missouri First, says his organization is a think tank that promotes limited government. He says his group has neither designated him as a lobbyist nor pays him for testifying at legislative hearings. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham ruled last week that the complaint was improperly filed and that the Ethics Commission is prohibited from taking any further action on it. Last year, the Washington Times reported that lobbyists in Missouri must pay a $10 registration fee and file reports detailing spending and lobbying activities. Kansas City police are getting ready to begin testing body cameras. WDAF-TV reports that police started training officers to wear the cameras Monday. Across the country, pressure for officers to wear body cameras has grown since the 2014 fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. For the next 90 days, 25 Kansas City officers will be wearing the cameras while on duty at any given time. This will help commanders determine how much it will cost to store video from the cameras. Police have been researching how to implement body cameras department-wide for more than a year. Police have borrowed 30 cameras for this test and say they'll spend less than $1,000 to train officers how to use the equipment. Republican legislators overrode a veto last week that cleared the way for a photo ID requirement. Voters must approve Amendment 6 in November for the law to take effect. Republican Senator Will Krause, who championed the legislation, says he is confident Missourians will approve the measure. Krause also says he thinks those working against the amendment are fighting an uphill battle.
If this would have happened 2 years ago in a non-presidential, I think the turnout would have been lower, and they would have been able to motivate their base to get out to vote, those that are against it. But because I think this is a 60-70% issue, the more people that come out to vote, the harder it is going to be.
Laura Swinford, who is Executive Director for Progress Missouri and part of the Missouri Right to Vote campaign, said the voter ID requirement disproportionately affects communities of color and low-income communities. St. Charles County is joining a St. Louis regional drug monitoring program that seeks to reduce prescription painkiller abuse. The St. Charles County Council voted unanimously Monday to join the program, which will start early next year. The regional program comes after the Missouri legislature has failed to establish a statewide monitoring program like those in the other 49 states. The legislation will require pharmacies to submit information on prescriptions of certain controlled substances to a database within 7 business days. The program allows doctors and dentists to consult the database before they prescribe medications. I'm Elisa Blyle, KBIA News, Columbia.